Anyone who watches TV soap operas in the Middle East probably knows this voice. It belongs to Jay Abdo, a Syrian actor who starred in many very popular Arabic language soap operas. He's a celebrity in the Middle East, but here in the U.S. where he lives now, very few people know who he is. As Jay Abdo explained to me, he's here because he ran afoul of the regime in Syria.
In the personal level, my life as an actor was good. I had everything I needed, almost. Well, I had a wonderful career. I had great friends. But I wasn't totally free. Actually, no one ever felt free in Syria since the 60s, let's say.
Okay, now you said you weren't entirely free in Syria, but you didn't have such a bad life. Why did you decide to start over again and move to the U.S.? How did that happen?
Well, I didn't decide. My wife was already studying here in Minnesota. And at that time, in 2011, children started the spark of our revolution. And I couldn't stand away, so I supported children. I supported the people who went on streets demanding for their universal human rights. And then they started to ask me to appear on TV, to embarrass me, to say, to glorify the president, the army, the arrestings, so. And I couldn't do so. So if you don't participate in their actions, you are speaking against of them. So they started to corner me, to harass me, till I spoke up in LA Times in an article accusing the army and the security forces of all what was happening. I went to Lebanon and I met a lady from LA Times. We did a short interview about the entertainment business, and she asked me my opinion about the what was going on, and I said, well, I accused the army and the security forces of everything. So things took a very dramatic twist. My life was in danger, so I came to join my wife for 2-3 months and then go back when things went from bad to worse. So I decided to stay.
So you come to the United States. You had a pretty good career back home in Syria. What happens when you get here? Do you just pick up where you left off?
Oh, well, I left everything back home. My success, my career, my, let me say, huge name. And, well, I came to a great country. I felt free. I felt safe. But nobody recognized me. For me to start again, I know I speak languages. And I know some people are looking for people with accent like mine. But to find these people is very hard in Hollywood. I started to apply everywhere, volunteer everywhere to start some job, just to pay my bills, because I couldn't take all my money from my country. So it was very difficult at the beginning. And I knew my break will come one day. I didn't know when, but I believed in that day.
Yeah, talk about big break. Now, just a few years later, you're in a film about to come out called Queen of the Desert. It's written and directed by Werner Herzog, based on the life of Gertrude Bell. In that movie, Nicole Kidman, Robert Pattinson, James Franco, Damian Lewis, and some guy named Jay Abdo.
I can't believe it. I was so lucky.
Did you know who Werner Herzog was?
Of course. I knew he was big, he was huge, not only for his films, but for his beliefs and for his activism. And I say to myself, being in a movie with him, doesn't matter what role I play. And here I am playing the second biggest role after Nicole Kidman in this epic movie. And I think I was extremely lucky.
The movie that's coming out, Queen of the Desert, was filmed at least partly in Morocco, and there's a really funny story you have about what happened during the filming there with Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, so many funny stories. We we were shooting a scene in the street, and people came where Nicole and I in that scene, and some people say, "Oh, this is Nicole Kidman," and other people, "Oh, this is Jay. Jay, you're here." And do they? These people, are they fans of yours? I said, "Yes, I have millions." "Oh, good for you, Jay." And yeah, that was that was very, I mean, for me, emotional to be with such a huge star like Nicole Kidman and to hear this from her. She's such a sweet lady.
Jay Abdo is an actor from Syria, now living here in the United States, and soon to appear on the silver screen in Werner Herzog's Queen of the Desert. This is PRI.